In a response to a listener's question, I take on the pros and cons of a training school's reputation as a measure of the actor's ability and talent. Is there really a preference to hire an actor from Juilliard over an actor who went to, let's say, Wayne State University? My alma mater? How about specialty training studios versus college training? What are the realities of how where you went to school can influence your career path? Or not? Find out what really matters on this episode of Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and video from a casting director.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Each week, we show you how to advance your talent and your career with practical tips, advice, and positivity. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you like the new graphics if you're watching us on YouTube. I hope you like the new announcer, Megan Grace Martinez. I love changing it up a bit. Also, we're doing shout outs or reading reviews that you've sent in every podcast from now on. I kind of wanted to change the format of the show just a little bit. I'm doing my very best to get you as much up-to-date information on what's happening in the industry so that you can feel more comfortable and more confident in your acting and your acting career. Hey, listen, go to the website, won't you? castingactorscast.com, the email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. I know I've said this every episode, but there are some freebies. If you just fill in that form that says dive into the talent pool, it opens up a menu of some additional freebies that you can have. One is a book that I wrote on doing voice work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. And it's a free 100-page PDF, so you can download it on your device. You can read it at your leisure. It's really, I think, a useful tool. I've gotten tremendous feedback on that, and I'm providing that absolutely free of charge. The next thing is a video that I put together. It's a free 20-minute video. This is an exclusive video that you can't get anywhere else, but this is called Casting Director's Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. So you might want to check out that free video as well. Finally, if you are interested in submitting a self-tape, if you're interested in writing a question, or would you like to leave a review? That helps me so much. All of the correspondents keep me motivated to doing this. Listen, I'm not out to asking you for money. I don't want to do this for money. I'm doing it strictly for the love of it and hopefully trying to create a community of actors, like-minded individuals. And so that means I'm asking you to do just a couple of things, and that is to write in some questions, let me know what I can do to help you, but also, won't you consider sharing this podcast video with your friends? Maybe there are some fellow actors who would benefit from some of this information. I'm doing my very best to grow this podcast so that we can just continue to expand the horizons a little bit and make this the number one podcast of this kind in the world. Okay, I know it's a little ambitious, I get it, but there's no reason I can't wish for that, right? Cool. All right, so now let's jump into the business at hand. And this really came about as a question that I got from a listener. I've got it right here, so I'm going to read you the entire correspondence. And you know what? I love getting letters and correspondence and feedback from folks, especially on iTunes. You know what? If you really like it, you could do a thumbs up or give me a rating or review. Those help me so much. I stay really motivated to help you stay motivated. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a loop. Anyway, so here's the letter that I got.
Let's find out what's in this week's mailbag.
Greetings, Jeffrey. Wanted to say thank you for your patio this past week where you broke down the process of how actors are actually cast for film projects. What you shared about people involved and the roles they played was informative. I found it especially helpful to learn that casting directors sometimes need agents to negotiate for them, in similar ways to how an actor uses an agent for negotiations. Hearing this fact helped me clarify the reasons casting directors are pulling for actors to do a good job in the audition situation. Casting wants to look good for the client who has hired them. Thank you for lessening some of the mystery that can be found in the acting casting world, a possible topic for a future patio. Would there be any value in addressing how, in some cases, actors who didn't study at certain schools, for example, Yale, NYU, Juilliard, Carnegie Mellon, etc., may feel as if their choices of having a career are limited? I've spoken with a number of performers who feel as if their career will only reach a certain level because they didn't graduate from one of the, quote, top schools, end quote. What is your experience when it comes to the opportunities and longevity of top school graduates and those of someone who did not go to such a school? Thank you for your information and insight. Best, Mark. Wow, Mark, what a truly insightful and interesting question. I've spent some time thinking about that, and I'm delighted that you wrote that in, and I'm happy to make a discussion out of this. What school you went to? So whether you graduated from a BFA or an MFA or a training institution for acting, the question of your school's reputation is a consideration that many find frustrating. You could have made the personal decision to go to a local college or a community college, or even travel to New York or LA or other large city and jump right into professional training with no college. Sometimes that decision supersedes the dream of a well-regarded, big reputation school. And the reasons are many. It could be because of money. It could be because of just simply poor timing. Maybe you didn't get into one of those schools after having auditioned, or any number of personal matters. So the question really becomes, have you done the right thing? Does it matter where you got your training to industry professionals like casting, like agents, like managers, like producers? And so we need to break this down, and let's do a little bit more of a deep dive. The first thing to address, I think, is asking why this is a good question. Why is it a good question? Does it really matter? Can you do anything about the choices that you've made at this point? But here's my feeling about some of this. One is that certain institutions do garner a reputation of past successes to promote their current training. Make sense? We know of many institutions. I don't know if you know of many institutions. The idea is that if you are a famous person, or you went to a school and now you're a famous person, that the school itself is what made you successful. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying. It's like using the success of somebody else to say, well, they went to this school, so maybe you could be as successful. Well, you know what? Clearly, this may or may not be true. It's not necessarily the institution that helped that person's career, I think. And that's why a lot of people kind of fall into this category of, well, so-and-so went to this school, so it must be really, really great. Again, I'm not sure that that is always the case. The next reason that we ask the question is that colleges and universities, they go to great length to provide a curriculum that reflects the perception of providing a genuine creative environment. Again, this may or may not be the case. It's one thing to get excited about a particular university's curriculum or training because it's well-rounded. For example, you know, the BFA programs where you do a lot of movement and then you do a lot of period work and then you study playwrights and then you audition for projects in the theater that the school is putting on, and you do all of this work in successive order. It certainly feels like the college or the university has gone to great lengths. But let me just tell you that publicly funded institutions, for the most part, they support the arts and they do a really good job to enhance their reputation by their, for example, the state-of-the-art facility or their stellar faculty or ambitious performance schedule. Let me just say that, in my opinion, this doesn't always translate into a well-regarded reputation. I know of many, many schools who have these amazing facilities, and just don't seem to prepare the actor to the level of professionalism that I, as a casting director, would like to see. Now, that doesn't mean they're all bad. That doesn't mean they're all great. I think it's important to really break down why we're asking this question in the first place. Sometimes you have a choice about where you're going. Other times you just hear about someone's reputation and assume that because it's good, it must be good for you. Again, I'm not sure that's the case. Now, the second question that actors like to ask is, and what they want to know, is if their decision or choice was a good one. So you've already gone to your school. You've already gone to your training. Are there some training institutions proving to be better at their training? Well, once again, I'm sorry to say yes and no. Some reputations of excellent acting programs are the result of years of practical application and a challenging curriculum from a sincere and dedicated faculty. So there are those institutions that have worked really hard and justifiably garnered an excellent reputation. Is that always the case? No. I can tell you just from showcases that I go to. Sometimes I have a high expectation that a particular university or a particular training program is so well regarded, and I've sat through their presentation, and I have walked away feeling quite disappointed. Other times, I've been thrilled at the work. And then there are those institutions that aren't really, you know, having or having shown this amazing reputation, but sometimes their showcase work is phenomenal. Really, really good. And so it is not a black and white answer. It really does have a bottom line. So what is the bottom line? In my opinion, it really isn't the institution or the school that needs to be considered. But the faculty, the teachers that run those training programs are, in my view, the most important research an actor can do as it relates to where to decide they're going to get their training. Many high-status schools have and are currently suffering because of changes that have taken place recently in their faculty. So faculty, much like agents, much like managers, much like casting people, seems like popcorn in the microwave where people are moving to other institutions. They're going to different places. They're not happy. Maybe the faculty is not happy, or maybe they've gotten a great reputation and decided to move on to another institution. You know, institutions will poach talent from other facilities. So my suggestion is that the research that you do into the reputation of any of these programs starts with the faculty. Yes, listen, I think having a state-of-the-art facility is really great. I think a lot of actors are supremely disappointed and surprised that they go from their college or university experience and to a Broadway stage and realize that there's a lot of antiquated technology happening on Broadway. But guess what? It doesn't seem to make a difference to the quality of the production. You know what I'm saying? So it is really about the teachers. And schools have had to cut their programs because of economic issues due to the pandemic, while other schools have a great reputation and they're really helpful connecting with and responding to the needs of the students. And it's equally important that the students make sure that they get a chance to meet, to talk with, and see if they respond to the faculty at the programs. My suggestion is that research is done on who the teacher is, because you can have fantastic teachers in smaller, lesser known, more anonymous kinds of training programs that are so beneficial for that actor that that supersedes any reputation that a school might have. I think the bottom line is about finding a teacher that has a desire to make you a better actor. That, by far, to me, is the most important aspect of your decision. In the long run, where you trained is useful, But working with another gifted artist in the form of a teacher, instructor, or director, or professor, that is absolutely what matters most. So whatever decision that you make, trust that the decision you made is for a reason. And if you have an opportunity to investigate those who might be teaching you, this not only goes for a college or university setting, but even if you're an actor out of school and you're looking to get into some additional training outside of school, because you know what? Honestly, your being a student of acting should never end. It should be an ongoing process. So perhaps you're thinking about your next teacher. Perhaps you haven't really connected with an excellent acting teacher for the area of interest you have. That is the research you can do now, and not necessarily lean on the fact that you are not from one of those higher profile training programs, but you are developing your own training program based on your own needs, interests, and talent level. I hope that this has been helpful to you. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.